Bebop and David Bowie. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. We'll be right back. Express. Trans Europe 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 Express.
Pretty self-explanatory, that one. From the 1977 album by Kraftwerk, Trans Europe Express, the title track, coupled with For Metal on Metal, which goes straight out of Trans Europe Express. LP on Capitol Records, Capitol stroke EMI. Well, from now, I'm going to go into an album made by two former Kraftwerk members, Klaus Dinger and Michael Rother, from that iconic first album, Neu, a track on the second side called Negative Land.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
finish rather sharpish, that one. Anyway, caught me unawares. Shouldn't be, because I bought that record actually in 1972 when it came out, and I've listened to it hundreds of times, but wasn't paying attention, slap wrist.
Well, I was convinced that we'd played it before because it's such a timeless classic, but obviously not.
Well, anyway, that was from the iconic first Noi album, as I said, 1972. Sleevenitz on the back of the album, written by Dave Brock from Hawkwind. Anyway, next up is...
Coffee and Tea, Mick. Coffee or Tea.
Coffee or Tea. Bring Me Coffee or Tea, which is the very last track off the Tego Mago double album released in 1972, I believe.
Two lumps or none?
No, I don't take sugar, mate.
Milch?
Yeah, nish. Anyway, Bring Me Coffee or Tea by Can. Thank you.
There you go. That was Bring Me Coffee or Bring Me Tea. Thinking of coffee and tea, Mick, how do you like your coffee or tea? Okay, so you prefer milk. You prefer coffee then? So you have milk in your coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. See, the reason why I'm asking is because I'm a black tea drinker. Love my black tea, and I don't drink coffee. But I suppose black's quite significant because it's a Black Monday anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why I don't like coffee is because, I don't know, coffee turns you a little bit skits, doesn't it? Do you think?
Well,
if you have too much of it. Like, I don't know, like a little bit of it. Well, bit of black, really, really black coffee, you know what I mean? Yeah. It turns you a bit skits, doesn't it? Anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning skits quite a lot is because I'm going to play you 521 seconds of it in a symphony by Flyed Egg. I've caught Mick unawares again. Mick, you're slacking. Anyway, 521 seconds of Schizophrenic Symphony by Flyed Egg. There you go, that was a bit of Flyed Egg and 521 Seconds Schizophrenic Symphony. We never got a chance to play you that on the last of the Land of the Rising Sun mix that we did a couple of weeks back. Anyway, we're going to move on to Tangerine Dream and a tune called Turning Off the Wheel. And we'll be turning off the wheels of steel after this tune, Mick. Because we're moving on to CD and an innovative communication, aren't we? But anyway, before we turn off the wheel, this is Tangerine Dream. Thank you.
Bit of a mess up there, I apologise. I had the microphone turn off and didn't realise that. This particular track is called Sunbeam and it's from the album Beamscape, and it's by two artists, Peter Mergena and Michael Weiser, and it's on the Innovative Communication, which is Klaus Schulze's record label. I do apologise.